July 24, 1923. The divine will and the human will. The will of God grants us its possession more than its presence. The will accomplishes everything and keeps it within itself. I was feeling very oppressed because of the privation of my always adorable Jesus. I was saying to myself, everything is over for me. As much as I look for him, he doesn't come. What torture! What martyrdom! But while I was thinking about this, my adorable Jesus made himself seen crucified, laying himself upon my poor person. And a light which came from his adorable forehead said to me, "My daughter, my will contains all my being, and one who possesses it, possesses me, more than if she enjoyed my continuous presence. In fact, my will penetrates everywhere, into her most intimate fibers, counting her heartbeats and thoughts. It becomes the life of the most beautiful part of the creature, her interior, from which the external works arise, as though from a spring, rendering her inseparable from me. On the other hand, if my presence does not find my will in the soul, it cannot be life of all her interior, and so she remains as though separated from me. How many souls, after having enjoyed my favors and my presence, not having in them the fullness of my will, its light and its sanctity, have engulfed themselves again in sin, have taken part in pleasures, and have separated from me, because that divine will which renders the soul untouchable from sin, even the slightest one, was not in them. Therefore, the most pure, the most holy and the greatest works are formed in those who possess all the fullness of my will. See, also in the creature, her will has the supremacy, in such a way that, if there is a will, she has life, and if there is no will, she seems like a tree which, though having trunk, branches and leaves, has no fruit. So, in the creature, the will is not thought, but it gives life to the act of her mind. It is not I, but it gives life to her gaze, because if it has a will, the eye wants to see, wants to know things. Otherwise it is as if the eye had no life. The will is not word, but it gives life to each word. It is not hand, but it gives life to the action. It is not step, but gives life to the step. It is not love, desire, affection, but it gives life to love, to desire, to affection. But this is not all. Even though the will is life of all the human acts, once the creature has performed them, she remains stripped of her own acts, just as a tree loaded with fruits is stripped by the hands of those who pick them. However, the gazes she gave, the thoughts she formed, the words she said, the actions she performed remain as though sealed in her will. So, her hand has worked, but her action does not remain in her hands, it goes beyond, and who knows where it goes. But it remains in the will. Therefore, everything is written, formed, sealed, in the human will. And if this happens in the human will only because I sowed in it the seed and the likeness to mine, think about what my will is within myself, and what it will be if the creature lets herself be possessed by my will.